Okay, b'siyata d'shmaya, we're on the Mishnah on the bottom of Samachei Amud Aleph. The Mishnah tells us as follows. If a woman says, Haveg li giti. Ooh. Okay, if a woman says, Haveg li giti, bring my get. Ho'cheles b'truma at sheyegia get liyada. So she could eat truma until the get reaches her hand. In other words, she's not divorced. And if she's an Ashes Kohen, so even though she's about to lose Truma, but in the meantime, until the get reaches her hands, she can eat Truma. Hiskaba ligiti. If a woman appoints a shliach lekabbalah, that means that when the get reaches the hand of the shliach, because the shlucha shodom, in this case, kemosa, she's divorced, asur lachol b'truma miyad. We're going to actually focus on the second half over here of the Mishnah. Hiskaba ligiti b'makom ploni. A woman says, "Be makab my get in a particular place." Oicheles b'truma ad sheyegia get lo isam makom. So then the halacha is that she could eat truma until the get reaches that place because she's not divorced until the get goes there. Rabbi Lezer isam miyad. We're not going to discuss. Eli had some good kashas from you, Rabbi Lezer, how he transposed some of the things in our sugya to Rabbi Lezer. We're not going to discuss Rabbi Lezer at all today, and Rabbi Lezer holds that she's usher and connects to Rabbi Lezer's shita that we discussed earlier, the Mishnah has earlier. The Gemara says, "Vegita miyahave." We're going to focus on the reisha of the seifa, if you will, the words "Hiskaba legiti b'makom ploini." That case. So does the get work? Va'amrit reisha lo havegita. What does the Gemara mean? Va'amrit reisha. The Gemara means the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah. That a woman had said, Ha'isha Sharma Skabli Giti Makom Ploni, V'kibbalah B'makom Acher, that's four lines again towards the seif of that Mishnah. And the halacha is that's possible, that it doesn't work. Why? Because she had asked the get to be given in a particular place. Rabbi Lezer holds it's Mar Makom. But the Tanakhama, who we're going to be discussing, he holds that the halacha is that the get doesn't take effect because she was makbid on it in a particular place and didn't go there. So Gemara gives a complicated case, or nuanced case, maybe not complicated, nuanced. Lo tzricha d'amarle, hiskaba legita b'mesol mechasya. She tells him, I want you to be makabel to get in the city of mechasya. V'zimnin d'mishkachas le b'bavel. But sometimes he's not there, sometimes he's in b'bavel. So what does that mean? V'hachi kamarle, and this is what she's saying to him. Mishkal kolhecha de mishkachas le shakle mine. You could take it from him if he's in Bavel. Take it from him there. Gita lohave ademotis l'mesal mechasya. But the get is not going to be valid. Is not going to take effect until mesal mechasya. So in such a case, the woman's okay with getting the get anywhere in Bavel, but she wants the chalois to be in mesal mechasya. You know, in the song Yeshiva Shared, one of the words are the pu'ula by Dveikus. The pu'ula is over here, but the chalois is over there, which is actually going to be a big part of our shir today. That the pu'ula is over here. The pu'ula might be the pu'ulas nesinas haget, which is going to get actually involved in a lot of the lamdus, is that the pu'ula of the nesinas haget might be in Bavel, but it's not going to, the chalois gitin is only going to be when you get from the samachasya. Whenever you pull out such type of fancy footwork, you're going to get into other problems. So that's what we're going to focus on. Taisis is kasha. What we're going to do today is Taisis is kasha, three approaches of the Rishayim, and then analyzing, we'll put on the board, Bli Neder, the three approaches in the Rishayim, and then analyzing some of the fascinating hashlachos that come out of that. Frek Taisis, Vim Taimar, Vim Eina Roitze Shehe Get Ad Mesal Mechasya. If she doesn't want the get until it goes to Mesal Mechasya, so Taisa says we have a quandary. We're going to be stuck in a catch-22. One of two possibilities are going to be a problem. Gam kishi yegila Mesal Mechasya lo yehe get. Even when the get gets to Mesal Mechasya, it's not going to be valid because of one of these two problems. Daha eina mekabel sham miyad abal. Because the woman there in Mesal Mechasya is not getting it from the baal. And we know the kasal seif increases v'nasam biyada. He has to put it in her hand. V'have kamot ligiteich me'algave karka. So that's the Gemara daf chafal of chafbeis that we've discussed in the past. And that is that the baal can't say to the isha, "Take this get, which is sitting on the ground." He has to give it to her. And there has to be v'nasan biyada. So if the get is only going to take effect when you get to Mesa Mechasya, so in such a case, she didn't get it from the Baal. If the Baal gives it to the Shliach LeKabbalah straight, so the Shluch HaShadon Kemosa, so then the man gave it to her, the Shliach, which is her. But now, we're saying he gave it to her in Bavel. He gave it to the Shliach in Bavel. And then, but the woman's saying, I only want to get divorced in Mesa Mechasya. If that's so, then he didn't give it to her in Mesa Mechasya. So you have either you're going to have Tli Gitech Me'agabe Karka, that it's going to be considered as if he said, okay, take it from this, take it from the Shliach in Mesa Mechasya. But the Shliach's no better than Tli Gitech Me'agabe Karka. That's one problem. V'i Mayri, and if you're going to solve that problem and say, this is going to be our catch 22, V'i Mayri Kishabal Osa Shliach Leholacha, Ad Mesa Mechasya, and if you're going to say that the Baal is going to appoint him a Shliach Leholacha until Mesa Mechasya, V'sham Havi Shliach LeKabbalah, and at that point, then the Shliach is going to turn into a Shliach LeKabbalah, V'olo Chazra Shlichos Eitzel HaBaal, then we get into another problem in this Adaf Chav Beis, and that is that a Shliach can become another Shliach before he could return to the Baal and inform that he did his Shlichus. So if you're going to say that the Shliach HaLach is going to morph into a Shliach LeKabbalah, in such a case you have a problem of Lo Chazra Shlichus Eitzel HaBaal. What we're not going to do today is analyze the mechanics of Chazra Shlichus Eitzel HaBaal. We've discussed it a little bit in Ein Kan Mekomo. We're going to just take that as a given, that Lo Chazra Shlichus Eitzel HaBaal is that if you have the Shliach LeHolacha, and the Shliach LeHolacha is turning into a Shliach LeKabbalah, and doesn't have the opportunity to inform the Baal that he did a Shlichus, then that's going to be a problem. So Taisus introduces two Teirutzim. The first Teirutz that Taisus does is Taisus essentially just points out that there's a Gemara that could easily be used to solve it. And then Taisus gets much more complex. We'll put Bli Neder three, or possibly four Teirutzim on the board. Says Taisus V'yesh Leimar. We're talking about where the Baal did make a Shliach LeHolacha, but here he says the following. And when you get there, appoint another Shliach LeHolacha. So it's going to be one Shliach LeHolacha to another Shliach LeHolacha. And then you'll also be the Shliach LeKabbalah. So what Tosis is answering in the first Teretz. Tosis's first Teretz is there's one Shliach Halacha that goes into a second Shliach Halacha. And then the Shliach LeHolacha gives it back to the original Shliach LeHolacha, who is also a Shliach LeKabbalah. He's both a Shliach LeHolacha and Shliach LeKabbalah, and everything works. Because what was our problem? Our problem was Lo Chazra Shlichus Eitzel HaBaal. So here, once he appointed the second Shliach LeHolacha, so then the first Shliach LeHolacha is now Chozer LeBaal. He'd be able to go back to the Baal. Because in that moment that he created Shliach LeHolacha, he's able to go back and said, I gave it to another Shliach. And then, 10 minutes later, he'll accept it as a Shliach LeKabbalah. That's going to be Tosis's Teretz. Now, that Teretz seems a little bit outlandish, but it's actually a Gemara. The Gemara on the bottom of... What's that? Chav Dalet Amid Aleph. This is Gemara. Tosis is lifting it from the Gemara. So that's a Gemara. In many ways, that's the simplest answer. Interestingly, the Rishayim, most Rishayim don't give Taisus's answer. Interesting, I didn't see a Hesber why. Why, if there's a Gemara that could you have this Gemara that it works?
Because it's not exactly from the Gemara.
Yeah, what's
Gemara is talking about Isha, Mevia, Atmos.
Very good, Yefemot. Yefemot. Because that Gemara is talking about where the husband tells the woman herself that you will be changed from to a Shliach LeHolacha to a Shliach LeKabbalah. Yefemot. And then we need to be masber, what is the difference between those two things? Yefemod. Okay? So that's Taisus's first Teretz. Yefemod. Inami. Are we going to do that? Maybe later. but let's. I'm actually driving in a different direction. Inami, Taisus gives another answer. Mi bavel va'ad mesa mechasya have hakol shliach lekabala. So Tosa says that we're talking about the shliach, that's a full shliach lekabala. Okay. So if we're talking about a full shliach lekabala, what's the problem? So then she's going to be divorced in Bavel. But she said she doesn't want to be divorced until Mesa Mechasya. So what did Tosas assume in the question? Tosas assumed that she was only being Mekabel to get in Mesa Mechasya. And that means that you have a problem of Tzligitech Mal Gabekarka or Lo Chazer Shlichus Eitzah Abau. So Tosas says, a fascinating insight. V'have koimer li'isha reza gitech v'lo tiskarish boi ad la'achar shloishim yoim. She appointed a shliach lekabbalah, but it's as like a case of where a man said to a woman, you're not going to be divorced until after 30 days. In other words, there's a t'nai. There's a t'nai. The get is being given in Bavel, but b'tnai it's only going to be chal in Mesa Mechasya, just like a man could give a woman a get and say, I'm giving you this get, but it's only going to be chal 30 days later. So this is Teretz number 2 of Tosis. By the way, here I want to ask you something about Tosis, but about what he means over here. So it's Rak Shliach LeKabbalah, totally different than the above case. We're only talking about Shliach LeKabbalah. Ulam Yesh T'nai, however there's a T'nai, She'eino Chal Ad Misa Mechasya. It's not going to be chal until Mesa Mechasya. So now, there's no problem lo chazur shlichus eitzah abal because there's no shliach laholacha here at all. And there's no problem tligitech me'agabi karka because it's a get with a t'nai. Now, it happens to be in lamdus, this has a lot of problems with it, and we will get to it. Bli neder, the problems in lamdus. But before, I just want to map out the shitas harishonim, and then we'll get to that. By the way, who said to the Shliach LeKabbalah, you're going to be a Shliach LeKabbalah after 30 days? And, but it's not going to be Chal until 30 days? What's that? You think the woman?
After.
You thought the husband?
I thought originally the husband.
So Machloik is in the Shir.
No, I convinced Zaki it's the woman.
You convinced Zaki it's the woman? Okay. All right. Okay. So it's a little bit, I have a suffix. This is in parentheses. The guys, Safek mi Amar. Okay? I wasn't sure. I thought Zaki had a good Ha'ara. Okay, but we're going to get into problems with the other Rishonim. So I was Mesupak, and I think it's vague in Tosas. Okay. This is our second Teretz. Okay. Rabosai, let's go to the Ran. We're going to see the Ran's Terutzim. Says the Ran, we're going to pick up in the Ran Dibar Maskel Achi Yagia. We're going to pick up with V'im Tomar. Halfway through Achi Yagia. V'im Tomar Kivan De'ena Reutze Shie Get Ad Mesa Mechasya. Hechi have get klal. Do ena mekabel sham yad about. Vahave lekitli gitech me agave karka. Vimarika shabala shesheikh loch, and some chas, visham nas shesheikh kabala, hare lochas or shikhaz eitzel about. So that's exactly Tysus' kashan. Doesn't need any repetition. Yesh leimar. By the way, someone could scream out where it is in the Oz Vahadar. In the old edition, it's Lamed Aleph on the Bays halfway through the Yomit. Yesh leimar says the Ran, Dahai Misha Rishona. Shliach la kabbalahu, v'yado ki yada, el shehisne imo shol diskarish el ba'osamakom, v'havale ka'aymer li'isha ha'reza gitech, v'loy diskarishi boi elo la'achar shloshim yom. So the Ran is mefurish. I have a suffix. The Ran is exactly like, is similar to Tosos. But the Ran says, the woman, Ha'isha, Asta T'nai, this is, I had my suffix, Mi Omar, Here, the woman makes the Tanai on the Shliach LeKabbalah. What? What? Oh, you're right. It's not Mefurish here either. Okay, the Mashmos. I mean, you're saying because there's no vowels, so it's not clear if it's hisno or hisno. I just assumed one way. Okay, but I'm gonna go with my assumption. Okay, inachanami heisha asta tnai sheinachal ad misamechaski. Okay, which
closest
to
Rush was
mafresh,
I believe.
So is it Rush was mafresh? Okay. Tov, that's teretz number two, which basically the Ran is saying the same thing that Tosas said. He continues, the Ran continues. Va'al das misha oimer, sha'isha osa shliach lekabbalah. And according to the shita that says that a isha osa shliach laholacha ulekabbalah, okay, what is the Ran referring to? The Ran here, it seems, is giving a third teretz. According to Rajba, it's mefurish. We're going to see in the Rajba, it's mefurish. And that is that the woman could make not only a shliach laholacha, she could also make a shliach lekabbalah. So, for those who are, Baruch Hashem, we have fellows who are learning in the Yeshiva in New York who are not learning the sixth perek. In the beginning of the sixth perek, the Ran, in Dibar Maschel V'Nechleku HaRishonim, about 30 lines into the sixth perek, the Ran brings down a very, very important Machlokis Rishonim, whether a woman could also make a Shliach LaHolacha or just a Shliach LaKabbalah. Of course, Shliach LaHolacha means the one who's just bringing the get, for the Baal, Shliach HaKabbalah is accepting on behalf of the Isha. Could a woman say, you be my Shliach LaHolacha and bring me the get, but I'm not going to be divorced until it hits my hand. So that's a big Machlokes Rishon. So says the Ran like this. The Ran says, Al Das Misha Omer, according to those Shitas, who say, Shliach LaHolacha Ula Kabbalah, that she could also make a Shliach LaHolacha, Asi Shapir Shemisha Rishon and Nasa Shliach LaHava Machmasa Isha, so this is the third teretz, a very, very beautiful teretz. And that is, there's no problem of tligite chavay al-gabi karka. And there's no problem, lochaz v'shlichas eitzel abal, shliach laholacha, lahava. We're going to use it, lahava emphasizes that it's coming from the woman. There's shliach lahava that turns into a shliach the Kabbalah, and she could appoint both of them. So she did everything. So three tirutzim tarkasha. First teretz atosos, and Eli said beautifully, is that it's not exactly that gemara on chav dalet amud aleph, and that the first teretz is that the woman had made a shliach lekabbalah, but the husband also makes him a shliach laholacha, but he makes him a shliach laholacha that appoints another shliach laholacha, and then he gives it back to the first guy. So Reuven is going to be both a shliach laholacha and a shliach laKabbalah. Reuven gives it to Shimon. Shimon gives it back to him. The second teretz of Tosos is we're only talking about shliach laKabbalah. We were mesupik in Tosos who spelled this out. Zach, you said maybe the husband said it, or you can learn that that way. That there's a shliach laKabbalah, and the husband and the wife agreed, but there's a tnai until you reach misal mechasya that's not going to be chav. Teretz number three is that no, we're talking about not just a shliach lekabbalah. We're talking about a shliach lahava that was appointed and appointed to become a shliach lekabbalah. The woman appointed Reuven to be both a shliach laholacha as well as a shliach lekabbalah. It's absolutely not a problem with tligitech me'agabe karka, because if a woman could appoint a shliach laholach, or what we call a shliach lahava, so then in such a case it's not tligitech me'agabe karka. As long as the shliach is representing the yad ha'isha, then it's not a problem tligitech me'agabe karka. That's the whole kunz of a shliach lahava.
That goes back based on what we said on the Ran originally.
Very good. It's going to go back a little bit to the problem in the Ran of how do you deal with how the Shliach Lahava works. But we'll make reference to that in a little bit tangentially, but you're right. There are questions in the Achronim over there.
It's not a Halacha to Kabbalah. It's a
Hava to Kabbalah. Hava to Kabbalah. Correct. Correct. Rabbosai, take a look at the Rajba. This will cut very, very smoothly. The Rajba basically says the same thing. Yes.
I may be misunderstanding
Lo chazur shlichu seitz
la'aba. But the shlich la'aba, wouldn't he need to go back to her? I mean, before he becomes a shlich la'kabbalah, how does he
have it? No, why don't you have a problem? Lo chazur shlichu seitz la'aba.
Yeah.
It's Elisha.
Yeah.
So the word is...
It's one person.
Oh, one person. It's not two.
It's all one shlichus. I think Echever is right. That's one. It's one shlichus. The Hainu that you're we're saying is not that you're two separate shluchim, but rather it's one. Your role at this time is lahava, which is going to turn into kabbalah. It's almost as if. This is going to get back to the Ran in the earlier part of the parak. It's almost as if there's a t'nai that this is a shliach l'kabbalah with a t'nai that in the meantime you're a shliach l'hava. It's one, in contrast to chazur shlichus etzal abal in the kasha. There we're talking about a case of where the shliach is a shliach of the husband. And then becoming the shliach of the isha, then he has to go back. But here, this is all the one shlichus of the isha. So then you don't have a problem. Lo chazur shlichus etzal abal because one extension. But that's a good question. I think let's take a look and see if the Rajba addresses. I don't recall if the Rajba in a word or two will address your question. So the Rajba diyar maskil gita lo have, he has tais. Basically, the Rajba. Is a repeat of what we've seen in the Rishonim, but he says it so clearly and beautifully, and maybe other questions will also be answered. So notice, the Rajba asks the question that the problem is lo chazur shlichus etzal habal, that the shliach laholacha is being turned into a shliach lekabbalah. So Rajba starts out right away and says, this is different because the Baal is not speaking over here at all. Lo have shlucho ela shlucha. It's not the shliach of the Baal. Ela shlucha. And here, Yudari, your question is answered. Umitchila v'atzof hu shlucha. Exactly as Shmuel said. And from the beginning to the end, the shliach is her shliach. Ad mesa mesa chasya shliach hava. Until Mesamech Chasya, it's a Shliach Hava. Ube Mesamech Chasya, Shliach LeKabbalah. Ubechi Kal Lo Shayach LeMeimar, Lo Chazur Shlichus Eitzel HaBaal. So in such a case, that's not going to be called Lo Chazur Shlichus Eitzel HaBaal. So Rabbosai, which teretz of this is the Rajba giving? The Rajba is giving the Ran's teretz on our board. It's the third teretz. The first teretz of the Rajba is the third teretz on the board, the second teretz of the Ram. And again, Ellie's excellent point. None of the Rishonim gave Tosis his first teretz, that maybe there's something in the case of Chavdala that's going to be different than our case. Od Yesh Lomar, Dahacha Lohave Ela Kabbalah Arichta. Or the Rajba says that over here we don't have a Kabbalah Arichta. All it is, excuse me, is a Kabbalah Arichta. So here the Rajba, I'll give it away, the Rajba is going to go with the Ram's. The Ran's first teretz and Tosis' second teretz, and that is that it's considered a Kabbalah Richta. So he's Masbir, it's one long Kabbalah, it's one extended Kabbalah. Dahachi Kamerle, Kable Bebavel, the Kabbalah is in Bavel, Loti Gomer HaKabbalah Ad Mesal Mechasya, Vahavale Kamerle Isha Reza Gitech Lotis Karshibo Elachar Shloshim Yom. So therefore, you don't have the problem of Lo Chazur Shlichus Eitzel HaBaal because it's one big shliach coming from the beginning to the end. Yafeh. Okay, Rabbos, I want to ask you one sort of bikiyas kasha in the sixth perek, and then try to analyze a little bit more this last teretz that we saw in the Rajba. So the Rajba again was helpful that the Rajba spelled out why the third teretz of the Ran is not Lo Chazur Shlichus Eitzel HaBaal. I also want to point out that the Rajba's Lashon is very, very interesting. He uses the Lashon, it's considered a Kabbalah Arichta. He says it's called a Kabbalah Rifta, one long Kabbalah. I think that language is going to be very, very important for later on as well. That's an added word that the Rajba had that the Ran did not have. Okay. What's my Bikiyas Kasha in the sixth Perek? So Zaki asked me this question, and I found he was mechaving to Rav Shteinman. So Rav Shteinman in the Ayelas HaShachar and Tosafot Maskil Gita has the same question that Zaki asked. And that is as follows. We learned that the Ran, in the beginning of the Perek, told us that there are lots of problems to say that a woman could be a Shliach Lahava as well as being a Shliach LeKabbalah. One of the problems, you know what, let's see that part in the Ran inside. Again, the rest of the Shir, you'll be able to follow, even if you don't follow this Tzarech Iyun in Bikiyas in the Ran. But I think it could very well be that what we're going to say might actually help in answering Rav Shteinman's Kasha. The Ran in the beginning of the Perek had said as follows. The Ran had said, V'nechleku arishonim. Ima isha osa shliach la'olacha olo. Could a woman make a shliach la'olacha, which we call a shliach la'ava? And he says in the brackets, V'ar Rambam kosav, v'perek yud milchus ger, she isha osa shliach la'olacha, v'chein das a Ramban. And the Ran has a big difficulty with this. The Ran says, V'teima, she im amra ha-shliach la'olacha, she yovi la'get miyad baila. Says the Ran, how do you have a shliach lava? The shliach comes and says to the Baal, the woman asked me to be a shliach to bring it to her. So the Baal says, yes, I want you to bring it to her. The moment in which the Baal says, yes, I want you to bring it to her, whose shliach does he now become? The Baal's shliach. So how do you ever have a shliach lava? But the Baal says, no, I don't want you to be the shliach. Fine. But then the Baal doesn't want to give the get. Some call this the problem, some don't. But at the end of the day, Baal is not giving. He says, I don't want you to be the shliach. So then in such a case, then the Baal revoked this guy as being the shliach. So then how do you have the gerushin? So the Ran answers, V'linira de'efshe de'kim shulcha shalmos ha'reilu ki'il kablosso ela she'imasne she'in rotze shkars ela she'giaget li'yada. The Ran says, shliach lahava, the way in the yeshivas, the way they say it, is that a shliach lahava is a shliach le'kabbalah with a t'nai. It's a shliach le'kabbalah with a t'nai. In other words, the Baal is not changing him from being the shliach. The Baal is accepting him as being a shliach, but he's accepting him as being a shliach lekabbalah with a t'nai that she's going to get divorced later on. So if you take a look, Zaki and Rav Shteinman ask, don't worry, I'm not, no full hashva, don't worry, Zaki, but on page Shin Mem Zayin, he asks this kasha. He says, Ulechora, on Shin Mem Zayin, about six lines in, Ulechora tells the Ramaskal Gita. Ulechora the fima shebiyer haran the ildiso din shliach laava hainu shliach la kabbala ela rotz leskarish rakish higiel yada imkain al kar hadam ani tonight mishum da baal gam kain nosad daachi umayshna zem imashe kasu daave kamel achel lamid. So Rav Shteinman asks, what's the difference between answer number three and answer number two? According to the Ran says every time you have a shliach lahava, it really is a shliach lekabbalah with a t'nai. So it's not a shliach lahava that turns into a shliach lekabbalah. It's a shliach lekabbalah with a t'nai. It's only going to be chal later. So that's answer number two. Shliach lekabbalah with a t'nai. That's not going to be chal until 30 days. Now, Rav Shteinman doesn't ask it as sharp as Zaki. You see, yesh ein beis medrash below chiddush. Rav Shteinman, it could just be the way it was written. The way Rav Shteinman says it, he says, this is the same, L'chura, it's the same teretz as Tosis' second teretz. But Zaki's asking sharper. Zaki's asking, not only is it the same teretz, then M'neyu Bey, the Ran, who gives two terutzim, although the Ran is not Mefurish, he's giving two terutzim. The Chura, the way the world says, the way the Rajba writes it, Yoni. The Rashba said it as two terutzim. So the Ran himself, if you're going to read the Ran himself as two terutzim, then it's really not one teretz. Maybe Yoni maybe wants to say that maybe the Ran is saying only one teretz. Maybe is that? I'm sorry, I'm speaking for you.
That's
how you read the Ran. You're fat. So maybe that's the pshat. But the Rashba's mefurish. That's two terutzim. That's why it's kedai sometimes do the Rishayim, even if we're repeating ourselves in the Rishayim, it's kedai to do the Rishayim separately. So if so, then what's the difference between answer number 3 and answer number 2 according to the Ran himself? So this is part of the kashas that Shmuel and Zaki greeted me with this morning. And Taka, it turns out that what I plan to discuss on this Ran might be Ulai v'Ulai, I'm not sure. But maybe is connected to this as well. So there is a brilliant piece from the Imre Moshe. The Imre Moshe was Rav Moshe Sokolovsky. For those who are in the yeshiva, someone told me, I was never zocha to go Morish HaKol, but there was a very classic moment that they say that Rav Willig Shlita was, this is when Rav Sokolovsky was in Morish HaKol. Rav Sokolovsky, when I was there, he had a nickname that some of the boys called him Sabo in the yeshiva. You shouldn't use it, obviously, now. He's one of the rabbeim in the yeshiva. But that was, so Rav Willig was quoting Rav Moshe Sokolovsky. So he stopped and he said, do you think his nickname was Sako? Anyhow, so the Imre Moshe on Gittin is fantastic in his pieces on Gittin. I mentioned in the past that Imre Moshe was Rosh Yeshiva in Brisk, Reb Chaim. He was a late Talmud of Reb Chaim, and he was appointed Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshiva in Brisk, where many of the Talmidim that learned by the Brisk Rav previously learned by the Imre Moshe. There are some other things I've told you in the past about the Imre Moshe. I'll leave for now because I want to stay in the Sugya. Okay. So the Imre Moshe analyzes types of, what we're going to do is analyze in depth answer number 2. And does the answer number 2 really, really, is it really Eiskehalten? Does answer number 2 really make sense? That in our case, what we're talking about is that the husband affirmed the wife who said that she wants this guy to be a Shlech HaKabbalah, but it's a T'nai that it's only going to be Chal Achar Shloshim. So the Chura, we just took it as a davar pasha. Yeah, you could say that's going to be a T'nai, that's the work after Shloshim. So the Imre Moshe asks, in this edition, it's page Reish Samach Gimel, on the top, yesh lahavim ashkasav tosav sham b'teirutzim hasheni. Inami bavel amasam mechasya, havei akol shlech lekamama, favei kemegar shachar shloshim. De'im kavanasam duhu shliach kabbalah miyad, if you're going to say that this is a shliach lekabbalah miyad, v'urak hitnai mitzida, and it's only a t'nai that she's making, shelo yochol aget amasam mechasya, u'kemo megar shachar shloshim, demaisa gerishin nigmar miyad, v'achalois u'achar lamid, says Imre Moshe, beautiful kasha. Could a husband say, I'm giving you a get on a condition that you're only going to divorce after 30 days? The answer is yes. Why? Because he's the Baal Gerishin. But we know that the woman is not the Baalas Gerishin. What's the proof? A woman giving Megresh is Baal Karcha. So he says, how could the woman get divorced and say, but it'll only be after 30 days? There's an expression in Yiddish. Tosis is selling us lakshin over here. Tosis says that, oh, just like the guy can make a t'nai l'achar shloshim. By the way, this gets back in who's speaking. So Zaki's not crazy. This gets involved who's speaking. But at the end of the day, even Zaki will probably get stuck in this, probably. If she's speaking and she's making a shliach l'kabbalah, that's not the same thing as when a husband divorces a woman l'achar shloshim. What does she have? The woman has one thing and one thing only, and that is her hand. She has the right to make a shliach that he should be her hand. But that's not the same thing like someone who's megarish achar shloshim. So this is a beautiful, simple, svaradika question that the Imre Moshe asks on our Teretz of Tosas. And then he adds a mamanashach, again, in the tradition of Tosas, if you will. V'im atnai hu b'shlichus she'en erotze b'shlichus rakim yuchal get. But if the tnai is in the shlichus vim yachol miad ein ritzona ba shlichus, and her making a tnai that I don't want the shlichus to be miad. Near the law, mahani tnai kaze sheim biyada umemela all the batal tnai all the batal get. Okay. So this manashach is fine. I think it was obvious that we didn't think it was a tnai b'shlichus l'chura. We said that she was saying that's going to be a tnai l'achar shloshim. But if it's a tnai l'achar shloshim, how could she make a tnai l'achar shloshim? So the Imre Moshe says a massive chiddush in a tnai for Nissa, the chevra who's not learning six perik, who are in the yeshiva in New York. If you're learning the second and third perik, this comes up all the time. This mamish yisod gadol in terms of get l'achar shloshim. He says the following chiddush, and then he needs to say another chiddush, and then another chiddush. He needs to say three chiddushim to answer this, but it comes out something quite beautiful. V'asher al kein nir l'niyaz daiti, in the next paragraph. Dihine adim b'chol kinyin l'achar lamid. Di'im nikra hashtar kodim lamid lo mahani. V'asher al kein. He says like this. He says, every get l'achar lamid, what's the halacha? If a husband says to a woman, I'm divorcing you on the condition that you're going to divorce, I'm giving you the get now, but it's going to be chal in 30 days. What's the halacha if the get gets destroyed before 30 days? The halacha is no get. Why? The get has to be around at the Shas Gerushin. So the Imre Moshe says, well, he would have thought the exact opposite. He would have thought the get should be chal. He says, I understood, not that way. I would have understood that even if the get is not around, she should still be divorced. Because what is the gerushin? The gerushin is now. The gerushin is now. The pula's over here. The nesina's over here. But her status, her chalos, as being a divorced woman, is only after 30 days. So she can't be married within the 30 days. But what's the Maisa Gerushin? The Maisa Gerushin is now. If the Maisa Gerushin took place now, so then in such a case, then you shouldn't even need the get to be around. So he says, Kashli, kifi amuva na posh, the Maisa kinnig mermiyad, who rak tanai ba chalos, lama posel kishinik rashtar, o kishikosa mishichoso. He says the same problem exists in all kinyonin. V'kame b'kinyin suder lo moel d'hadra l'marev. V'amai kivan d'nigmar ha'kinyin l'gar mimiyad lo matzar shi'a od ashtar b'shaz chachalos. So he says, he doesn't understand why, let's say the kinyin suder, then that you need to give it back to the marev. And the kinyin's not chal until that takes place. Why? It should just be a t'nai. And then he has another example where you find this. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish arguing Kedushin on Nuntes, if you're Mekadesh a woman, la'achar shloshin. So Reuven says to Yaakov says to Leah, Hareat Mekudeshes li la'achar shloshim yom. So what happens if he's chozer? The Rabbi Yochanan Svirlei, the Asi Dibur and Vatal Dibur. Rabbi Yochanan holds that he can be Mevatal it within 30 days. V'im neima da maisa nigmer miyad. Top of the second pair, Kalam. Hare havi maisa gomor. Oh! So Rabosai says, Limre Moshe, we have to understand that first, we have to go back. Before we deal with our sugya, we have to go back to every single case of a kinyan la'achar lamed. Not only gerushin la'achar yamed. All kinyanim la'achar lamed. This is very, very yisodistic. Valkeimira, the bechol kinyan v'kedushin v'gita la'achar lamed, gam ha'maisa ein nigmer miyad. We have to say that's not the pshat that the maisa was completed now. That's not the pshat. V'lachem b'shtar kinyin v'kidushay shtar v'gitin b'inon shi'a kiyem ha'shtar ad lamin yom. The shtar needs to be around. Lo nigmar kinyin kabal shtar v'ein lamin yom din rak b'achalos rak b'etzem ha'maisa kinyin shen lo nigmar. We need that the shtar needs to be around because the kinyan doesn't take effect until l'achar shloshim. It's not what I would have thought. I would have thought the maisa gerushin is done now, but there's an outside condition that's not chal until 30 days. Comes along the Rebbe Moshe and says, no, that the kinyan is not fully attained until l'achar shloshim, and that's why it has to be around. Oh, now, if you redefine l'achar shloshim, So then we're going to answer our kasha. What was our kasha? Kasha was, how could the woman make a tnai in the gerushin? Isn't the gerushin not in her purview in the maisa kinyan? The kinyan is not hers. The nesina is not hers. So how could she make a tnai? Oh. But now, is she making a tnai after the chalos? Skip down all the way to Banu Reish Samach Gimel. It's not that there's already a gerushin and she's making a tnai in the chalos. Val pizeh muvan shaper kavan satosis. The mibava mesam bechasi have a kol shliach kabbalah. Ukimo megarish achalamid haynu kivan haynu degam b'megarish laachalamid lo nigmar maisa gerushin miyad. The gerushin is not complete. Umaisa gerushin vekabbalasanim sheches kol alamin yom. Since the gerushin is not complete, it's not the pshat that she's making a tnai in the maisa gerushin at that moment, but rather the gerushin is not complete. If the gerushin is not complete, then she's allowed to make a tnai in the shliach. As long as the gerushin is not complete, she's able to make a tnai in the shliach. That this is the type of shliach lekabel you're going to be. You're going to be mekabel the get in bavel. But you're not a full shliach lekabbalah until we get to Mesamech Asya. Four lines on the top. Ken yichol lasa shliach lekabbalah b'ofen zeh shi emsheches kabbalosu shi ekiyodu v'kabbalosu kol olam en yom. V'lo yeh shliach kabbalah skarish miyad. It's not that she made a shliach lekabbalah skarish miyad and then she's making a tenai in a gerushin. That she can't do. V'zeh shap yichol lasa after miskareshes bal karcha. V'ein biyodu lahasna zeh dafka ilu ayinu omrin da maisa nigmar miyad. If the Maisa was Nigmar Miyad, so then in such a case, she can make Tnoim in the Gerushin. But, B'chol Megar Shachayim, V'urak Tnai Bechalos, V'chem Yishliach Kabbalah, HaMaisa Nigmar Miyad, V'yimasa Shal Yochal Ma'atzamachasya. Azev Adai Kasha, if we're going to say the Maisa is Gerushin takes place then that would be stuck. Then we would be stuck. But the answer to that question is that the Gerushin is working in this particular manner.
How does that look practically?
So how does it look practically? So what happens is we have a gerushin according to Bimre Moshe, la'achar lamid, you have a kinyan shenimshach. The kinyan begins now and doesn't end till after 30 days. The gerushin begins now and it doesn't end until after 30 days. A tremendous chiddush. Tremendous chiddush. I would have either thought the gerushin only takes place after 30 days, or say that the full maisa gerushin takes place now, when it's given, and it's just a tnai, that only takes place after 30 days, but we're going to be stuck. Taisus's answer doesn't make any sense. The whole dimyon doesn't make any sense. That was, if we were talking about where the husband is saying it, so maybe the husband is creating some type of tnai. That was where I had my suffix, in number two, where the husband's saying it. But it's mefurish in the Rajba that she's saying it. If she's saying it, so then in such a case, then how could it be that she can make it? The answer is, she make it tonight. She could only make it tonight in her Shliach LeKabbalah. How could she make it tonight in her Shliach LeKabbalah? Because the Gerushin is not going to be complete until after 30 days. So that, to say that I'm making a tonight in your Shliach, that you're doing this at this point, and you're doing that at that point, that she'll be able to do. But that she's going to say, the Gerushin is Chal now by making a tonight. The Maisa is now, by making a tonight, it's 30 days later. How does she have the bailus to do it? The answer is that what she's doing is she's not making a tnai on the gerushin, she's making a tnai in the type of shliach lekabbalah that this fellow is. And every time you have la'achar lamid, that's what's happening. So she could tap into that koach, because la'achar lamid is not a pshat that she's making a tnai in the gerushin. Now, the Imre Moshe then gets into another problem. If you notice, I put on the Mar Makomos, the title I put on was Tzli Gitech Me'al Gabe Karka, Tnai in Tzli Gitech Me'al Gabe Karka, and in Shliach. So now we've said a Chiddush in regards to Tnai by Shliach. But now we're also going to need come out a big Chiddush in Tzli Gitech Me'al Gabe Karka. Vihine, Lefi Shemashe Biyarnu Ozaim, Dla Tosas Tadim Agar Shachar Shloshim Lohavi Tzli Gitech Me'al Gabe Karka, Mishum Davi Kabbalah Richta Kol Olam Ed Yom. But Tosis is also assuming that you don't have a problem with Tzligitech Me'agabe Karka. So he asks, but wait a second. If that's so, what happens if the woman puts down the get? If we learned like we had learned originally, that the Maisa Gerushin is when the husband gives it to the Shliach, and there's an added condition that she's only going to become a divorced woman 30 days later, so then I understand that there's no problem if she puts it out down in the meantime. But if we're now going to be mechadish, that the shliach puts it down in the meantime. But if we're now going to be mechadish, a wild chiddush to say that the gerushin begins now, but is not completed until 30 days later. So then, why don't you have a problem with tligitech me al gabe karka? Hayanira lechora, 4 lines in zayin, did tsarich lias munach biyada kol shloshim yom. In a case of where he's megarish b'tnai, or he puts in the hand of the shliach, it should be in the hand the entire 30 days. He's actually not talking about the case of shliach. He's talking about a regular case, megarish achar shloshim yom. That what? He gives a woman, his wife, he gives the wife to get. And he says it's not going to be chal until 30 days later. So pashtus is, she got her get, and that's it. But now that we're saying that it's one elongated gerushin, so you should need to have the get in her hand the entire time. So one chiddush that we do to answer one question is going to create problems in the other direction. And now we get stuck in tligitech me'al gabe karka. What do we say? The shtar needs to be around. That's true. That if the get is burnt between now and 30 days, the gerushin won't be chal. And we needed to explain why that's so. So we said a chiddush. But then if this chiddush is right, then it should mamish need that tli gitech me'al gabe karka should be a problem as well. B'meshet kol shloshim yom. So he says, now I need to say another chiddush. So now I need to say a chiddush until he gitech me'al gabe karka. Aval ein sara shei munach bosa yad bosa chatzish nosan kol lamid. Now he circles around and he says what I said before, that if the gerushin was going to be, the maisa was going to be now and it's a tenai, then it would not be a problem. But according to this, its approach is difficult. Valkain, last line in the first column, nira da'afi neme kamosha she. So he gives the following teretz. Yeah, he's going to give a couple examples that he made reference to earlier, and then he's going to give the yisod. If you don't follow the examples, it's okay because he'll give the yisod. So let's deal with the last example he gives. All the other examples are complicated. What happens if a husband says to a wife, I'm giving you a check? And then she opens up and it's a get. So that's a Mishnah later on. Says the halacha is that she's going to be divorced. Once she sees, that's a get. But why is that not a problem? Tligitech me'al gabe karka. So the answer, he says, is Mishum de miyad haba lo yada. Hainu kiva de mashanim tzaget biyada hu lo al yidei mashalacha ba'atzma. Rak al yidei nesina habal. Ze mikri nesina u tligitech me'al karka hu rak yeshalacha ba'atzma shlo mikoach habal. Says the Imre Moshe, Chiddush number 2. Chiddush number 2 is that Tligitech me'al gabe karka is not a psu, does not require that the Baal give it directly to the woman's hand. Tligitech me'al gabe karka means that she can't take it herself. So as long as the Baal initiated it, and then she was Mekabel, even though there was a time gap between the two, there's no psul of Tligitech me'al gabe karka. Tligitech me'al gabe karka means if he's saying do a separate maisa lekicha, but if the maisa lekicha she's done, it's just not at that moment that it's a get, so then because of a certain problem of the chalos, so then in such a case, that's not a problem of Tzli Gitech Mel Gabe Karka. That's going to be Chiddush number two. So once we've had Chiddush number one that says that La'achar Shloshim means it's elongated, and there she can make a Tanai in the Shlichus, but she's not making a Tanai in the Gerushin, then we have to ask, but is she not allowed to put down the get the entire time? The answer is she is allowed to. Why? Because as long as she has it due to the Nesina, original Sina of the Baal, so then in such a case, the Gerushin is going to work. He then goes on and says, that's what we mentioned earlier, all the way in the beginning of the year, Ashitas HaRambam, that says that if you give a get to an Eved that's Mahalech, so then in such a case, then it works, the Shliach LaHalacha works. And we had a problem, what about Tzli Gitech Me'al Gabe Karka? But according to this, it's not a problem, Tzli Gitech Me'al Gabe Karka as well, when you give to the Shliach Vamevin Yavin, and that's what he says, Al Pizeh, and that goes back to one of our original Shiurim a long time ago. So this is the Imre Moshe's Chiddush. Let's summarize what we've done over here. We've seen the following. We've seen that the second Teretz HaTosis is really difficult. This Teretz is really difficult. At the end of the day, how could it be that the woman could say, take the get now in Bavel, and the Gerushin will only be Chal in the Samech Asya. And to be Medame to Achar Shloshim Yom, Achar Shloshim Yom doesn't make sense by a woman. It makes sense by a husband. A husband who's the Bala Gerushin, he could say, I'm giving it to you now, but tonight, that's going to be Chal. But a woman can't make any tonight in the Gerushin. So how's a woman making it tonight in the Gerushin? Oh, the answer is that's not how Lachar Shloshim works. We, Jewish style, we answer the question with another question. How does every case of Lachar Shloshim work? What's the halacha l'maisa, that a get that's burnt within 30 days, if the case of Lachar Shloshim, is not the Gerushin is not Chal. Why is it not Chal? The Maisa was done. It's just a Tanai that she's only be a full divorced woman 30 days later. Why do you need the get? Ah, you know why you need the get? Because it's one elongated Gerushin. If it's one elongated Gerushin, we're going to say that Chiddush. We're going to go so far and say that it's not the Pshat, let's use the A.B. Rottenberg's words. It's not that the Maisa Gerushin is over here, but the Chalois is over here, right? That's not what Lachar Shloshim is. Lachar Shloshim is the Pu'ula is over here. Nimsheches, it doesn't fit into the tune of Yeshiva Shereid, but the Pu'ula's Nimsheches Ad Sof Shloshim. It continues Ad Shloshim. So that's off, the get gets burnt, then the Maisa is not complete. Ah, if the Maisa is not going to be complete until after Shloshim, so now every woman is saying, look, I want you to be a Shliach LeKabbalah in this type of fashion. That she could do. She's not making a Tanai in the Gerushin. She's saying, I want you to be this type of Shliach LeKabbalah. The Baal is willing to give it to you. And that works. That's a Gerushin that works. That's Nimsheches. Then he gets stuck in Akasha. But what about Tzli Gitech Me'al Gabe Karka? Does she need to be holding it the whole time? It's Nimsheches. The answer is no. Tzli Gitech Me'al Gabe Karka does not mean that it has to go from the Baal's hand into the woman's hand and in the woman's hand the entire time. From the Baal's hand, the entire time, the Maisa Gerushin, until the end of the Maisa Gerushin, and at the end of the Maisa Gerushin, the whole time it was in her hand. No. Tzli Gitech Me'al Gabe Karka means the Baal can't say, you go pick it up from the Karka. But if the Baal initiates it, and she got it from him, if she puts it down, she picks it up again, it's going to be fine. Probably even if she puts it down, and by end of Shloshim, it's not in her hand, it's also going to be Chal. Why? Because it was initiated from the Baal to her hand, and that's what you need. Tzli Gitech Me'al Gabe Karka doesn't—that's a psul, is not the pshat that if there's any break between the husband's hand and the worst woman's hand, it's going to be a problem. And with this va'mevin yavin, you answer the question about how shliach la'avo works with an eved ayin sham that we've spoken about previously. Adkan. B'zchus ha'talmidim, I was wondering. Also, this is really shears over, but maybe Yitzchak, maybe this answers your question also. Dehainu, what was Yitzchak's question? Yitzchak's question was whether the two answers of the Ran are really the same answer. Dahainu. That question, answer number two, and answer number three are really the same thing. What does that mean, that they're really the same thing? That at the end of the day, the Ran himself said about Shliach La'avot to a Shliach Kabbalah. It's really Shliach La'Kabbalah with a Tanai. It's really Shliach La'Kabbalah with a Tanai. Wait, slow, Yitzchak. Baruch Hashem, you're always... Beat me to it. So just a second. So maybe it goes like this. Maybe the answer is, right? So again, let me repeat Yitzchak's Kasha. So he said that that really is a kinyan la'achar shloshim, that it's gerish in la'achar shloshim. It's just a shliach l'kabbalah with a tanai, that you're not going to be chal until after 30 days. Because that's what the Ran himself said. The Ran himself said, that's what the Ran that we looked up in the beginning, the Ran said that how does every shliach l'kabbalah work? Every shliach l'ava works. It's really a shliach l'kabbalah with a tanai. That was Yitzchak's kasha. But according to Imre Moshe, what's this teretz? This teretz is that it's really an elongated gerushin. The gerushin really, really begins, it's geshmak. The gerushin really, really begins at the Maisa Nesina, but it doesn't take effect until afterwards. The gerushin already begins then. That's what the Imre Moshe taught us. If what the Imre Moshe taught us is correct, is that the same thing as when a woman appoints a shliach and says, I want you to be the shliach lahava and turn into a shliach lekabbalah in the sense that you're a shliach lekabbalah with a tnai that I'm not divorced until later on. It could very well be. We all know that when it comes to shliach lahava, is a woman at all divorced when a husband makes a shliach lo lacha to bring it to the woman? Absolutely not. That's all of our mishnayis. All of our mishnayis are that the woman's not divorced when it's a shliach l'halacha. What is the woman doing when she's making a shliach l'ahava? She's making a shliach l'ahava is the exact same thing as a shliach l'halacha. The gerushin doesn't begin at all. And l'achar shloshim, the gerushin does. So the answer to Yitzchak's question is that number three, in such a case, the gerushin didn't begin at all. But according to what the Imre Moshe taught us to make sense out of Tosas, the Gerushin begins in number two. This is a schus of Talmud Torah Barabim. If Yitzchak hadn't asked me the question, I never would have thought of that totza'ah. So that affirms that answer number two and answer number three are really entirely different terutzim, and that's how the Rajba learned. Even if you learn like the Ran himself, and B'siyata D'shmaya, I think I was Miyashev Rav Steinman's kasha, according to Rav Moshe Saglossi. I think Rav Steinman might have even learned by the Imre Moshe, which is interesting. Rav Steinman grew up in Brisk. He was a Yilid Brisk. He was a childhood friend of Reberl Soloveitchik. So I don't know. Either be very happy that his Rebbe was Miyashev the kasha, or he knew his Rebbe's teretz, and he knew why my teretz is not right. Let's summarize our both side, everything from the top. Our Yesod from Rabbi Branchfield, you have to be able to summarize a shir in five sentences. So B'siyata D'shmaya, the whole shir, B'siyata D'shmaya in five sentences.
1 second before that?
Yes.
So according to that, if it's what I wanted to say, that means within the Ran, and if you want to plug it back into it, so it's all within the woman making a tanai. It just depends on what type of tanai we're talking about within the emotion. Meaning the first part of the Ran, he's making a tanai in the gerushin, which is at the end of the gerushin. I mean, the actual maisa taking place at the end, versus the second one, which she's making a shliach l'haba according to those rishon that say we're not making it.
Exactly, and therefore, and that's just like a shliach l'halacha. It doesn't begin the gerushin; it just begins shlichus. According to teretz number three, you're just beginning shlichus. According to teretz number two, you're actually beginning the gerushin itself. According to Imre Moshe. Okay, so Rabosai, ready? Five sentences, B'siyata D'shmaya, summary. The Gemara tells us that if a woman says that she's going to bring a get, that she appoints a shliach to accept a get in Bavel to Musa Mechasya, it's going to work, and the Gemara seems to assume that's not a problem. Why isn't it a problem? Lo chazra shlichus eitzel habal. So to this, we saw three terutzim in the Rishonim. Terutz number one is that we're talking about a case where the woman appointed a shliach l'kabbalah. The husband says, you be a shliach l'olacha, and then appoint another shliach l'olacha, and he's going to give it back to you, who's a shliach l'kabbalah. That's terutz number one. Now I'm not using up my other sentences. But I just want to put in brackets, doesn't count. Rabelli pointed out really, really well that the Gemara that Tosis alludes to as a source is talking about actually when the woman herself is a shliach l'olacha, that becomes a shliach l'kabbalah. And I wasn't masbir why it is that could be the other Rishonim hold that you could do that, the woman could do that, but you can't do what Tosis did in number one. I wasn't Masbir, so there's always as good as a Rebbe does in a job in a sugya, there's always more for the Talmidim to do. Okay, back to our four sentences that we have left. So that's Tosis's first answer. Tosis's second answer is that it's a shliach le kabbalah with a tnai, that the woman appointed a shliach le kabbalah with a tnai. Then Rei Moshe explains that is like la'achar lamid from the husband, when a husband makes a get la'achar lamid, because la'achar lamid, the get is not chal, the gitim begin with the nesina, but ends la'achar lamid. So too, a woman can make a condition in the shliach that the shlichus is beginning now and taking effect only after 30 days. The last teretz of the Ran is the Ran says that according to those who say that a woman can make a shliach lahava, she makes, not like the first teretz of Tosis, that he made a shliach lahava, she makes a shliach lahava that's going to turn into a shliach lekabbalah. According to the Imre Moshe, we see that teretz number two and teretz number three are very different. Adka. Yes?
The chilul between two and three?
Yes.
In the shliach lahavah, the way, meaning the crux of there, she's making it not a tanai in the maisagir, she's making something else, the shliach with the ransom.
Correct.
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 So, meaning that, I saw it, the teretz says, but in the round there itself, you could ask, like, how's the shliach lahavah work if she's making a tanai in the gershon? Meaning, what is she?
So she's not. She's not making
it. What is she making a tanai? What is she doing, my shliach lahavah? Whereas you can even. I'm asking everybody as a chiluk between three and two.
Right.
It's in the Moshe,
right.
How do you explain then just the amkus? What is
what? What's right? Exactly. So first of all, it's not my sugya. That was already this previous sugya. Yeah, but it's my pleasure to try to work on it with you. I think the way we were masbir previously was that a woman has the right. The way we were masbir is that a woman is in the parsha of shlichus, and once a woman is a parsha in shlichus, and that includes both hava and kabbalah, it includes both. That was the way we were masbir. So once a woman is a parsha shlichus, so then in such a case, why can't a woman both appoint a shliach lahava and a shliach lekabbalah? She could do both. And but the Ran has another problem. The Ran has a problem about, wait a second, if you're turning into a shliach lahava, then the husband wants her shliach. So the answer is that it's a shliach lekabbalah with a tanai.
What's that tanai?
The tanai is a tanai in the shlichus. It's not a tanai in the gerushin. The tanai is a tanai in the shlichus. So I want you to be my shliach lekabbalah, but I'm asking you to initiate it already now. And then there's no problem to yitech me al gabe karka, especially what we were mechadesh now, that as long as the baal is giving it to the isha, so then that's not going to be a problem. Oh, okay. Good. Rabosai, so I have to share with you as far